even the week before that, like it started out on, I think, Wednesday. There was the last night of fake jazz at the Cobalt. I think it was the last night the Cobalt was open. Horde of Two played. It was great. And then it started getting heavier and heavier. And the night went on from there. There were tons of concerts last weekend, or this weekend. The weekend just went by. So New BC, the ensemble in residence, played here. Lots of new music from UBC composers and staff and faculty. And Turning Point Ensemble had a few concerts. Also, on Thursdays at the Western Front, there's something going on with new music that's like, it's like at 5 to 7 or something in the afternoon, where it's basically like a mingle, and they have some concerts, they have drinks, and they have some stuff going on. So, and I think that is happening every Thursday throughout October. So there's lots of stuff happening. And then later on, around the 20-somethingth, early 20s in that week, there is the New Music Festival. Copyright, Copy Left is their theme, and there's tons of interesting stuff. I actually don't have the flyer with me, but if you can go on, you can go on their website, and all the information will be up there. All right, moving on. Here's my feature for today. It's Jerry Grinnelli. V16 is the album. Let me get it up here. This was recorded in Vancouver. And Jerry Grinnelli is a drummer. He also drums on Steel Sculptures. He's playing with David Tronzo, who plays the electric slide guitar, Christian Kogel, who plays the electric guitar, and then J. Anthony Grinnelli, electric bass. So most of these were composed by Anthony Grinnelli, but also a few by his co-musicians. I'm just trying to see where this was recorded. Blah, blah, blah. Well, it was recorded at The Factory in 2008. So a year ago, almost exactly a year ago. And yeah, I think this is pretty mellow. This is a pretty mellow record. So I'll start with the second track from that, which is called The Truth. The Truth is pretty mellow. And then after that, I'm going to play a really long track, actually, that I didn't get to last week. And this is Charles Warren's Times Encomium, which is a really hilarious 1968 synthesized sound piece. The whole first side is like the first movement, and then part two is side two of the album. And basically, it's cool because it shows you how electronic music goes back in time. Electronic music started a long time ago. It's not really a new invention, but it was hilarious back then. I mean, this is a very sort of intellectual piece. Times Encomium. I mean, the title, what is that? What's encomium? Anyway, he says here, because I need time, I praise it, hence the title. So, okay. Anyway, I'll be playing the first side of that. But first, here is Jerry Grinnelli. Thank you.
Thank you. Look at his face. Is this an album cover? Oh, this is Alviro.
Talking about my generation.
CITR 101.9 FM, in conjunction with the Vancouver Film Festival, present Discorama by Glacé. From 1959 to 1974, Denise Glacé's popular music program Discorama featured everyone who is anyone in French music, from Serge Gainsbourg and Charles Aznavour to Juliette Gréco and Johnny Hallyday. Esther Heffenberg's chronicle of the show is both a vividly entertaining film and an invaluable historical document. Discorama by Glacé, playing Thursday, October 1st at Van City Theatre, Sunday, October 4th at Pacific Cinémathèque, and Sunday, October 11th at Empire Granville. Brought to you by the Vancouver International Film Festival and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
Okay, back to the rib. Now, I'm looking at the ticket giveaway book, and there's A Place to Bury Strangers. The band A Place to Bury Strangers is coming to the Biltmore on October 20th, and I have two tickets. I have one ticket, which is one ticket plus a guest, and yeah, if you call during my show, you will get my tickets. Okay, next I'll be playing another track by Jerry Grinnelli. This one's called Flipper, off the album V16. This is my feature today, and following that there's something from a duo, piano duo, which I don't get very often, Andy Milne and Benoit Delbecq. Their album is called Where is Panonica? And Delbecq plays with a lot of synthesized stuff as well. And Ligeti is a big influence on them. Woohoo! And also Steve Coleman. And they have a lot of rhythmic knowledge. So they're drawing on rhythm stuff from Cuba all the way to Ghana and funk and hip-hop and all this stuff. So let's see if that's evident. I'll be playing the third track from their album. And that's called Divide Comedy. But first, here is Jerry Grinnelli's track called Flipper.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we just heard the third track from the album by, Andy Milne and Benoit Delbecq, and that was Divide Comedy, written by Delbecq, and also using some prepared piano techniques, I believe. Okay. Next up, I'm going to be playing another track by Jerry Grinnelli. His album was recorded in Vancouver. It's called V16. This track I'm going to be playing is called Udon Waltz. Following that is a track from Os Mutantes. I'm a big fan of Os Mutantes' old stuff. They're from Brazil. And this is a new album they put out, which I don't think has gotten excellent reviews, but I don't know. They came to play at the Commodore a little while ago. I didn't actually go to see them, so I'm not sure how they're doing, but this album is sort of, I don't know. It's definitely not like the Os Mutantes that I am familiar with. But it's called Hey or Amor Tejedor. And the track I'm going to be playing is called Baghdad Blues. I don't really know what else to say about their new sound. Someone else called them Brazilian world psych rock. I don't think it was a very positive naming, but well, we'll see. We'll see. You can decide for yourself. But first, here's Jerry Grinnelli.
Thank you. love. Tudo é jardim, doce jasmim, Júnior e Sandy ali. De Hollywood, levam o europeu ao céu com os narguilés, cabeça nos pés, a dança dos sete véus.
Leve Camargo com o rei mago para Jesus presentear.
I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
All right, folks, so let me let you know what's coming up on the air for the rest of the day. We've got news at 5 o'clock, followed by, hosted by Megan T and Carrie B, by the way. At 5:30, Career Fast Track airs with Philip D. This Side of Monday airs at 6 p.m. with Becky S, Radio Free Gack at 7:30, and The Jazz Show at 9 p.m. with Gavin Walker. All right, so for the rest of the show today, I'll be playing another track by the feature, Jerry Grinnelli, if you're just tuning in, from the album V16. This track is called Murder Ballad. Following that is something by Pear Ubu, who's actually been making music and recording stuff since the 70s. This album is called Bring Me the Head of Ubu Roy, which is actually based on the play Ubu Roy, which was written by the French writer Alfred Jarry, and this is his adaptation of the play. The name of his artist's name also is from the play. Sarah Jane Morris is playing Mare Ubu, and I will be playing Act 1, Scene 1 from that. So, first, here is Murder Ballad.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is the last song for the rib today. Thanks for tuning in. And thanks for subscribing to the podcast. I just found out I have 20 subscribers. That is so exciting. Anyway, one last track. Next week I won't be here. Phelan will be covering for me, but it'll still be great, so don't miss it. And yeah, have a good long weekend. Bye, folks.
Merdre.
Say the word. What word?
Say the word.
Oh, hoary apparition. Terrifying white sheetness with holes cut out for eyesness. I will say the word. What word?
If you don't say the word, it's Hamlet without the to be or not to be. You understand? Hamlet.
Omelet. Hamlet.
It's nostalgia. I know.
Pretty.